Blog Talk Radio.
Around that midnight hour, West Coast, I know what time it is, 10:30, July 3rd, 2011. So much going on in sports. How about you, fans first? So I got that fans first union out there to go up against the players union, to go up against the NFL. To go up against all of those selfish owners that really don't give a rip about the fans that are footing the bill. That's where it's at. That's what needs to be done. The fans have to unite right now at www.sportsmaze.com. All the fans get together right now. Unite, unite. The fans are the ones footing the bill. The fans are the ones paying. That's www.sportsmaze.com. This is Mike Mays. All right, there's some defections already in the collective bargaining agreement by the players. In case you haven't noticed, there's a lockout in the National Basketball Association. The owners have locked the players out, and for good reason. Just like General Motors Automobiles was no longer able to keep their doors open, and the union that was an essential part of General Motors back in the days when their employees were exploited, fought for salary and pension benefits, and got it, put that company out of business. The Players Union is doing that right now to the National Basketball Association, evidenced by the New Orleans franchise having to be bought by the National Basketball Association in 2010. That's right, the owner, in case you had notice, of the team with Chris Paul, is the National Basketball Association. It's for sale right now. There's no owner. Reportedly, 22 of the 31 teams in the NBA are not making a profit. Now, I'd like to see those books opened up. But even if they're messing with those figures by 10%, by giving their families some salaries and you know, that they didn't earn, or taking corporate jets out, these teams are in trouble. And the players, these NBA players, and we'll call it the Kobe Bryant era, that's the last 16 years, have been making exorbitant fees, contracts with no cut contracts for 5 years, $18, $20 million a year. And you know what? The United States is in a recession, and the NBA cannot, and the United States cannot support that type of salary. And Derek Fisher, the president of the Players Association, a great person, fantastic family man, and a wonderful Los Angeles Laker, has said that we must honor the past sacrifices of the players and stick this collective bargaining agreement and lockout all the way through, paraphrasing his words. Well, Derek, I have to disagree with you 100%. You're not honoring anything, just like those GM workers didn't honor Jimmy Hoffa and the GM strikers that were fighting for basic dignity and minimum wage. If you ask one of these draft picks, like, oh, the Morris twins, number number 13 and 14. What are you going to do if you don't go play basketball over at Phoenix and Houston? Well, you know, for that several million dollar contract, and even if it's renegotiated down to several million dollars where the owners would propose it go, these guys are going to say, well, maybe we're going to be earning several hundred thousand dollars somewhere, or maybe we're going to make $70,000. So think about that, NBA athletes to be, when you are rallying around the players with contracts right now. Be smart. There are a lot of people far more qualified than you in this workforce. You have one basic skill set. Don't kill the goose that laid the golden egg. What can you do, aside from perhaps playing in another country? And yeah, would you like to do what the Mavericks, Fernandez is doing? He's going to go play in Spain. He's offered a deal there, but he came from Spain to play here. You want to go play in, for the Maccabi team in Israel? Go ahead. You're not going to make the money, but you'll be able to go to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. That's pretty cool. Think about what you're doing by not acquiescing to the owner's negotiations right now. It is bad business to have your arrogant blinders on, players, and think that you can just hold out for a season, you'll lose a year that you'll never be able to make up, ever. And then the fans that you got during these playoffs in the finals for Miami and Dallas might not come back. These season ticket holders might just say, you know what? I was stretching my dollar just to pay to see you guys play, but I'm kind of sickened by your position that you're taking. And I'm going to spend my money. Maybe I'll go see something that's less expensive than buying 43 season tickets to basketball games where you guys kind of mail it in. Lakers, Christmas, Lakers, round two versus Dallas getting swept. LeBron kind of like just not showing up to play, creating this triad in Miami. Well, Carmelo, you might be part of the problem that will shut, you know, you strong-armed your owners, and Kendrick Perkins, you strong-armed Boston to compromise their position for this year in the NBA playoffs. They wanted to keep you, but Danny Ainge says, no, we can't afford to pay you. Yeah, you got paid in Oklahoma City. You performed horribly, Kendrick Perkins. You were almost invisible. And now Kevin Durant, with his big fat contract, and you, we're not going to give in to the NBA. Lots of bravado, young buck, Kevin Durant. Lots of bravado. Meanwhile, there's lots of NBA owners that are willing to sit this one out. Are you ready to sit this out, NBA rookies? The fans might just leave. What if you lose 10% of the fans? This will affect you. This is Mike Mays. You're in the sports maze. We're taking your calls live, coast to coast, and across the globe at 877-552-4061. That's 877-552-4061. I'm going to tell you why there's going to be a full NFL season and who's going to contribute to that success. Just a moment. Just a word on you. Got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. I want to love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm down in Louisiana, get me a mojo. I'm going down in Louisiana, get me a mojo. I'm going to have all you women wretch under my command. Got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. That's 877-552-4061. The NFL, and I told you that I was going to let you know about the NFL and why they're going to be back to work real soon. Well, here's the major difference between the NFL and the NBA. The NFL is profitable in every city, and they share their profits between all of the teams and their TV revenue. Now, this is where the NBA does not follow the NFL business model. Now, NBA owners in big markets, you've got to kick that money around between the owners. And this is a good point by the Players Association. But still, you guys have been on the gravy train. You're not in reality. Your equity as players has gone down. And your salary is inflated. You're not going to get those guaranteed contracts. Now, I don't think the hard cap should be lowered that much. That way, a team's core and supporting players will be able to be maintained. But there will not be any type of allowances for an Eddie Curry that can't keep himself in shape to get a 5-year contract and sit on the bench and not get any minutes and still collect $100 million. Now, how will the owners be able to keep from making these stupid ego-driven mistakes? Well, that'll have to be figured out. But a 3-year maximum contract for most players and perhaps a one-time exemption for a franchise player, you pick it. Lakers would be a Kobe Bryant. Give them a 5-year deal. Oklahoma City would be Kevin Durant. Miami, pick your player. You want it to be Dwayne Wade? You want it to be a LeBron James? Over in Boston, who would you pick? 877-552-4061. Would you go to the older school? Would you go to new school in Boston? Over in New York, would you hold on to Carmelo Anthony, or would you go for Amari Stoudemire? Now, these are all ideas being floated. With the Lakers, who would you put that franchise tag on? Or would you hold it for someone you might acquire? Would you put it on Andrew Bynum, 23, but he's just one injury away from turning into a Greg Oden? Hopefully he doesn't. You don't wish that on anybody, but he hasn't had one season where he's played over 70 games. And his work ethic has been, I'll heal on company time. I got injured on company time. So the Lakers have a real problem there. And now they have a new attitude when it's quite apparent that the reins of the Los Angeles Lakers have been turned over from the longtime patriarch, Dr. Jerry Buss, to his son, longtime scout for the Lakers, but unproven top man, his son, Jim Buss. Now, Jim wants to make a footprint right now that he is the big kahuna, the top dog, and is accountable to nobody, perhaps only to his father, but that his word is the final word, that he is not accountable to Mitch Kupchak, that his choice, in an impulsive one of that, to hire Mike Brown, was before even talking to any other coaches, was his, and based on how charismatic Mike Brown was, to let go of all of the coaches and everybody in Los Angeles without even sending a letter to them, without even having a meeting with that staff. People like Brian Shaw, that's been with them for years, and other personnel that have been with them for over 15 years. So why is this going on without even communicating with all the personnel at the Lakers? This is not good for the team. This is not good for the front office. I don't even know who the front office is. You have Mike Brown and John Kuster as the assistant coach there. But Kobe Bryant was not part of any of the conversation about the new coach. And traditionally, any franchise player, certainly one with five rings like Kobe Bryant, would be part of that conversation. You can call in at 877-552-4061. This is Mike Maze. You're in the Sports Maze. Sure, there's all types of rumors. David West coming there, going there. Is Mitch Kupchak doing anything? Quite frankly, I think Mitch Kupchak's strongest strength was his ability to say nothing that got him in trouble. He had his hands tied by doing too many major moves. It was apparent that Jim Buss was calling the shots and Jerry Buss before him. And this is just going to be a very challenging time for the Lakers. But from a PR standpoint, the Lakers have, and Jim Buss have huddled. They've put the wagons in a circle, and we are hearing nothing from them at all. We are hearing more from women's tennis in their grunts, groans, and than we are from the Lakers, because it is dead silent, and Kobe Bryant has not made any comments whatsoever regarding the coaching change, and everything that looked like Phil Jackson has been completely eradicated from the Lakers' personnel. Everything, everybody, and including his girlfriend, Jeannie Buss, who is still, of course, the vice president of business operations, but you don't see her out front other than talking about the, well, you don't hear talking about the team whatsoever. And this is just the beginning of LA's issues. It is relatively safe to go to Staples Center, but it's not safe, at least it wasn't for one Brian Stowe, to go to Dodger Stadium on opening day versus the Giants. Brian Stowe, still in a coma, beaten up by a Dodger fan. No charges formally filed. Frank McCourt, in a bitter divorce with his wife, Jamie McCourt. Major League Baseball keeping the Dodgers from coming up with some capital through a television deal with Fox, which would allow them to make payroll. Bitter lawsuit, bad morale in the Dodgers. No one knows what's going to happen here other than lawsuits are filed. The Dodgers are 11 games out of first place, and attendance is down 7,000 fans per game. What that comes down to is about a 30% drop in attendance. I will look into my Mays crystal ball and let you know exactly what the result will be. The Dodgers versus the Blue Jays.
Never. Mike Mays, and you're in the Sports Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. Call in live at 877-552-4061. That's 877-552-4061. Frank McCourt, Major League Baseball, Bud Selig. What is going on here? Not letting a man sell TV time in order to pay his bills. This is Major League Baseball breaking the law by keeping a businessman from paying his bills. And this I put on Bud Selig in the first place by letting Frank McCourt into the fraternity of baseball owners. At the same time, he talks about Frank McCourt not being a good owner and not being of the best interest to baseball. But at the same time, he allows Jim Crane, who has been convicted for profiteering illegally by selling overpriced items during this current war in Afghanistan and Iraq, to the United States. And he purchases the Houston Astros recently. And this guy is able to buy a team committed of a having a felony for war profiteering. And Frank McCourt has a nasty divorce and some misappropriation of funds. I don't even know if it's technically called misappropriation of funds. Maybe you would call it not being prudent with his funds. But if we open the books with every single owner of every baseball franchise, and this is what Frank McCourt is proposing to do in his lawsuit, how many people are as prudent with their money or imprudent as Frank McCourt is? This is Mike Mays, and you're in the Sports Maze, and we are navigating the storylines of sports. Frank McCourt will prevail in his case against Major League Baseball. But here's the problem. If you are a free agent, are you going to want to sign with the Los Angeles Dodgers with Frank McCourt as the owner? It's kind of like going to the Oakland Raiders with Al Davis there. Al Davis, who has stiffed so many players, bad reputation. I believe that Frank McCourt's reputation will be worse than Donald Sterling's and worse than Al Davis's reputation. And the Dodgers is already a bad reputation, and I believe that some players are already laughing at the Dodgers on the field because they are part of this organization. And that's a shame, because this is one of the top four storied franchises in all of Major League Baseball, along with the Cubs, even though they've never won a World Series, the Red Sox, the Yankees, and even the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds, which go back over 100 years in their history. And I'm sure I'm leaving a couple of other great teams out, so let me know, so we'll mention them. That's Mike Mays in the Sports Maze at 877-552-4061. What about these girls in Wimbledon just screaming on every hit? It's kind of like a soft porn movie. I don't really mind it, but, how much of it can you take, right? You know, we'll have to play some of those tracks. I'm not going to even try to say the girls' names. Dronovic, Idovic, Modovic. I mean, and my favorite player, Nadal, on the men's side, he loses. And I wanted Sharapova, Sasha's fiance. Are they married yet? I don't think they're married yet. Sasha Vujicic, former Laker and current player for KJB Prokhorov. There you go. You have Donald Sterling. He'll take the money. He's taking the money here in the NBA. You got Prokhorov, last man standing, and this oligarchy of Russian, Wild Wild West, and you know, I will no longer do talks with Carmelo Anthony. The talks are over. Well, you learn that the talks weren't really over, but he sounded like Drago in the Rocky movies. The talks are over. So much for that. I'd like to hear Jay-Z doing it. You know, just doing a little rap on, you know, we'll no longer be talking to, whatever, Carmelo Anthony. How about, I guess it's no big deal if an NBA player gets arrested for pot like a month or so before draft day. Klay Thompson. It's no big deal, really, is it? You know, he still got drafted well. Still got drafted well. That's good for the Thompson family. So are you ready for those tennis names? I mean, they're not as easy as Rafael. Yeah, it's kind of like doing the hockey names. Hockey names are some of them are easy, some of them are not. But the tennis ones, you know, they go all over the Ukraine and Eastern Europe. So without any further ado, we'll take you for your Wimbledon wrap-up here. Okay. In the men's department, Novak Djokovic. Okay. Beating Rafael. Okay. That's one. I just like calling him Rafa. Rafa. Roger Federer is easy, but he was easy enough to get beaten. And on the women's side, let's see. Who's the best grunter? 877-552-4061. Who is the best winner? Is it Kvitova? I think it's Kvitova. Sharapova doesn't grunt like that. Kvitova, she sounds like she has a little button on her. You push her. I'll have to get one of those grunt dolls. Kvitova. Yeah, and Nadal really didn't have it. Losing 6-4, 6-1, 6-3. And that's all she wrote. That was it. End of it. Tennis has its cycles. The Williams sisters didn't do much, but they're better on a faster surface. But they're getting older. They're not as hungry as they used to be. So there will be no NBA, I say the whole year. The NFL will start. The shame is that with the NBA having this season called off, at least till this point, but I say the whole season is gone. There's no summer league in Las Vegas, and that's really one of the highlights because everybody goes up there from, you know, the retired players and a lot of the front office people, they have their meetings there as well. And then you get to see people that you got to enjoy when you were a child, and that has been canceled. Of course, there's not going to be anybody there. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of players that are now, leaving their teams. Maybe they'll get injured while they're away, and you'll have your core players gone. So, you know, like a Rudy Fernandez, not a star player with the Mavericks, but he's gone. He'll be playing in Real Madrid.
And so he's not going to, I mean, so he's not going to get as much as Mark Cuban would offer him, but he'll still get, well, you know, he's not going to do badly. He's going to make some good money in Madrid, about $6 million. I don't know if it's all guaranteed money. Nobody knows that any longer, about guaranteed money or not. And then you have a lot of free agents now. It's just, you know, it's just, you know, everybody is screwing the league up. You know, the owners are screwing the league up, and the players are just saying, well, if the owners are going to screw up the league, we're going to screw it up too. This could be a really, really horrible demise of the NBA. It could take 5-10 years for the NBA to get 70% of what it is right now. It really could. You know, and they had 2 years to work on this. They really did have 2 years. Well, it's time to start looking at soccer and NASCAR and learn about such great sports as, you know, the football, Australian rules football, cricket, rugby, Bassmaster, mixed martial arts, horse racing, all these other sports than the big three. Baseball's been dying, and now football, the greed in football and basketball are killing those two sports. That's what's happening, the greed. So much greed. Vince Carter is most likely going to be gone from the NBA. He'll be playing on an international team. Juwan Summers will be playing in Italy, most likely. These players, they just have no sense of reality. None whatsoever. This is Mike Mays. You're in the Sports Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. We'll be back after this brief.
My friends.